Yo, I am Virgo Vaughn, and you could have been any place, and I'm so glad you decided to pull up on me. Yes, welcome back to the Virgo Show. Yo, hop to it. Last episode, we was talking about mothers. We talking about mothers. Mothers that be doing too damn much. I'm going to be specific. It was a whole episode that was derived from a young lady and her mama who was all in her business. I know because I know the male side. He telling me about his baby mama and her problems. That is what targeted me to talk about that mama who be doing too damn much. We're coming back with mamas who do too much and not enough at the same time. Same topic, just a little different. Some mothers be all in the business. Like I said before in the last episode, some mothers be all in the damn business, all in the Kool-Aid. Don't know the flavor. Trying to tell you what to do, trying to teach you, live your life. Baby, life did not come with instructions. She ain't get no instructions. You ain't get no instructions. I ain't get none either. We all out here winging it. Winging it. You learn from your mistakes. You learn from guidance. You learn from school. You learn from a lot of different things. So this week, I'm talking about a young lady who's struggling with her mama. I know a little something about struggling with your mama. A lot of people are still struggling with the trauma from their mama. They'd be like, save the drama for your mama. No, the trauma from your mama, save that. Now, this particular mother is hell-bent on telling this child what to do. I use the word child loosely. This is somebody in their 20s. Graduated from high school, went to college. Graduated from college. Mama's still trying to tell her what to do. And she comes to me and she tells me, I don't know what to do. This lady just keep telling me what to do. Like she know all the answers. I said, they don't know all the answers. Not everybody knows all the answers. They only know what they know. As a mother, in my opinion, you're supposed to teach your children the facts of life. Mama said it'd be days like this, the facts of life. Your mama's supposed to teach you, young lady, young man, the facts of life. How to act, how to rotate, how to go on through life. Your mama's supposed to teach you these things. Guide you, show you the way. This particular young lady has surpassed her mother's education level. She has surpassed her mother's, like, neck and neck. She passed her mother at her age level, whatever. And she's trying her best to be her best. But her mother keeps coming with all this quote-unquote guidance. Long time ago, when I learned insurance, they said, if you don't want their life, don't take their advice. Directly telling you to not to listen to anybody who doesn't look like they're in a position to give advice. Not all advice, in my opinion, comes from the most positive place. One person could show you how to get somewhere because they got there. Whereas the next person could tell you that's not the way because they went that way. I believe that a lot of parents, we all make mistakes. Like I said, life didn't come with instructions. So a lot of these parents is out here winging it too. Have parents, you know, didn't even plan on being parents. So they figuring it out as they go along. Not to say that you don't have the best advice, but tell the kids the truth about your advice. For instance, I've been a lot of places in life. Here, there, everywhere. I done got lost several times and found my way back and got lost again. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing in Florida. When I talk to my kids, my daughters, I tell them, listen, life's a journey. Even if you don't know your destination, you do know where you've been. You know if that was successful or not. You can build a map whether you know it or not. Even if you don't know the right way, you do know the wrong way. I said that to say, it's a mother's obligation to teach her daughter about what's negative out there. Don't just be on her neck talking about this and that. Because deep down inside, we really just don't want the children to make the same mistakes we did. Tell them about the mistakes that you made. Because they're looking at you in the light that they see, which is a lot of parents forget that while you was out here winging and swinging, your kids was with you. So they watched you do quite a few things that they may not have understood or approved of. And now here you are telling them advice they may or may not want to listen to you. Because they all have, whether you think so or not, learned from you already. Children learn what they live. Mothers haven't been telling the kids everything the way, I don't know. I'm a truthful person. Tell the truth. I may not know the way, but I know the wrong way. I know that ain't the way. This young lady is having some boyfriend problems, relationship. She done did her little success. She done graduated and got her little plaques on the wall. But now she out here looking for love. In all the wrong places, and she found it in a bad place. She was taken advantage of, manipulated, found her nice little narcissist. And she was telling me about her happy little narcissist life. And I said, happy little narcissist life, yep. Because she was happy. If you're dating a narcissist, there's going to be a lot of happy times. Because they got to keep you entwined. I had to talk to this young lady and help her navigate through her narcissist. As a mother, you done seen a narcissist or two. You done met you a fuckboy or two. Raggedy ass motherfucker or two. Your mama might have told you to do bad, but you could do bad by yourself. Your mama might have told you about taking care of a guy and stuff like that. Your mother might have told you that. What if she didn't? What if you didn't know? What if you thought this was love? What if you been sheltered? What if you have no idea? What if you have no idea what to do with this? What if you can't talk to your mother? Because as far as you're concerned, she a victim too. What if you inherited your mama's habits? Some mothers don't even think about that. They don't even think about the fact that the kid's going to inherit your habits. Baby cussing. Kids inherit your habit. Facts of life. There's so much you could teach your kids. Teach them about money. I play this game with my kids. I got the check, cash, this is a while ago. Cash, got the check, gave them the money. They were souped up, all 20s. Let them hold it in their hand and called the bills out and made them give me the money. When we got down to the last little bit, they was hot. They had like $150 left. They was excited, like, all right, I need, shoot, money going fast. They was mad. Then I told them, nah, I need money for groceries. They was like, oh my God, groceries too? I'm like, that's exactly how I feel about y'all with all the bills I gotta pay and I gotta use my groceries, the last couple dollars to buy groceries. Oh my God. Facts of life. They learned that although we got money, we don't. We got bills. There's more to life than bills. There's a lot to life. Bills is just maintaining the platform, the foundation. But there's so much you need to know. Street smart and book smart. You could be, that book could tell you anything. That book could tell you everything, but that book don't tell you how to duck serpents and parasites, how to recognize a red flag when you see one. This young lady was beat up and destroyed. And self-esteem lowered. And the more she spoke to her mother, the lower it got. All she wanted was a hug. Girl looking for love. Honestly, it sounds like she just ain't want to be with her mother. You won't do anything to stay away from her. Trauma from your mama. Her mama was doing too much. And not enough at the same time. In the process of you trying to help, quote unquote, help her with her situation, you're killing her foundation. This beautiful, intelligent woman now feel like she can't do nothing. Nothing she did was right. I had to pick her up and tell her, look here, lady. Every girl make a mistake. Everybody does it. Everybody has done it. They won't admit it, but they have. Luckily or unluckily for you, you found out first. Early, you're in your 20s. You did good. Fast forward. You know what it is. Take it from here. Don't make this mistake again. Life goes on. She dried her tears and kept it moving. Mama could have did that. Well, you know. Trauma and drama from your mama. Generational. She probably got it from her mama. My mama wasn't the exact best. Cynthia did what she could. I'll just leave it at that. I figured out a lot on my own. I made a lot of mistakes. You got to. If you get it right the first time, you don't know how to fix it. The whole aim is what you didn't have, teach your kids. Not buy them Jordans. Don't buy them what you wanted to have when you was younger. No, teach them what you didn't know. Make sure that they know. Cross on the green and not in between. Don't touch the stove. Wipe from front to back. I'm joking, but that's important. Wipe from front to back. But small things, you have to make sure that your daughter, your children, your son know. Because honestly, if they grown and they still need your guidance, you ain't do a good job. You're supposed to trust that everything you gave them, they have. My stepson, I taught him everything. Told him everything. Was he listening? I have no clue. I have told him the story 2 and 3 times. after he done bumped his head and went through life and came back and bumped it back. He thought I was going to give him the speech. He was waiting for it. I gave you everything you needed. It's up to you now. I know I gave it to you. You're supposed to know that you gave it to him. I know I gave it to you. You got it. What you used to do, you know, free will. Taurus, they Taurus. You gotta make your own mistakes. You might have to bump your head, shit. Hit the wall. Offer them something cool for their swelling. Can't stop them from doing what they want. You just gotta be solid in the fact that you know that you gave them what they needed. Some mothers be doing too much and not enough at the same time. I know that for a fact. My mom did, and I try my best not to. Yeah, dad might have, but I try my best not to. Be the best you can be. And if you got children, try to teach them something. Teach them what you didn't know. Teach them that one small little thing that'll get them far. Like chess. If your child could play chess, you'd be surprised how far that chess game will get them. I am Virgo Vine. It's the Virgo Show. We talk about the facts of life. Organically. We ain't just coming on every week saying whatever. We talk about real life, real facts, real shit, told so you can understand what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? People I be talking to, they, yeah, you be having to draw a picture sometimes, do a little dance, get their attention. Well, that's the Virgo Show. That's what we do here. Ring a bell, turn on the light, and pull up the shades. Shout out to all my international listeners. We out here, we in here, and we everywhere. And thank you for your support.